I know.
The Dodge County Court judge in the studio this morning. Thomas J. Klein, welcome once again. Well, 6th Judicial District.
Thank you to both of you.
Yeah, nice to have you in here once again. And we just thought it'd be nice to have you come in, you know, even if it is just once a month, just to kind of keep us up to date on what's happening in court. And there are things happening, right?
Well, and in the community as a whole, I think we're kind of the forgotten branch of government. And our court administrator's office wants us to be real transparent and the public aware of what's going on. So I appreciate the opportunity to talk about what's new going on in the court system. So
yeah, so I know last time we just touched on this, that Judge John Sampson had retired. So some applicants have applied, put their name in for consideration for his position, right?
That's correct. And kind of how that works, it's interesting across the United States, judges are picked in different ways, mainly east of the Mississippi River. It's kind of old school. They're elected, which seems like a weird way to pick a judge.
Yeah.
You'd think there'd be a lot of influence.
Yeah.
In Nebraska, we use a system where a judicial nominating committee is assembled. It consists of four attorneys, and here in our 6th Judicial District, two of those are independents. One's a Republican, one's a Democrat. You have to have them equally balanced. And then you have four members from the public that live in the judicial district. And again, you have to balance that up, two Republicans, two Democrats, or independents.
Sure, sure.
And those eight people then, there are alternates in case there is a conflict. And this meeting will be occurring on March 26th at 10 o'clock over at the Washington County Courthouse. It'll be in district court over there. The public is welcome to attend. You can watch, you'd watch the presentations. Once those are done, the committee meets, and that's done, obviously, not with the public present, but you could partake.
Yeah.
You could drive over and watch the whole thing, and usually the candidates get like 6 to 10 minutes to present. And then the public would actually have 2 minutes usually of commentary if you choose to want to comment on a candidate. So.
Wow, I didn't know that. So is that, there's 6 different people?
There are 6 different candidates.
So it takes
hour and a half. Actually, Chief Justice Hevigan's going to be the presiding judge that'll come from the Supreme Court to make sure those hearings occur with the rules and regulations set forth. Judge Barron, our presiding county judge, will be the host. But the 6 nominees, I brought them in, are Justin Bignell. He's an attorney here in Fremont. Zachary Blackman from Lincoln and Eric Fern from Lincoln. I think they're both with the Attorney General's office, submitted their names. Michael Jensen, he's an attorney in Omaha. Jim McGow, he lives in Waverly, but he's an attorney in Omaha. And Pat Runge from Omaha, but Pat actually has been the tribal judge up on the reservation previously and has done some stuff in the 6th district before. Those are the 6 candidates that have applied for the position.
So how are these people nominated, or who nominates them?
Well, the credentials you have to have.
In.
Yeah, you submit your own name. You have to be in active practice of law for at least 5 years and in good standing with the Supreme Court and the Bar Association. You fill out 2 separate voluminous forms if you apply, asking you what your background is, credit checks, things like that. When you submit them, there you have to submit a writing sample too. It's usually 3-4 inches thick of paper.
Oh,
it's
wow!
It's a rather extensive application.
So you better really want to do it.
Yeah, and it's a project to apply. So I commend anybody that submits their name to do this. I mean, none of us, I think, necessarily like applying for a job. Imagine applying for a job in a public setting.
So after the hearing on Tuesday, will the committee make a decision right away, or is it?
Well, they could have as much time as they want. Committees, I've seen them come back within an hour deciding what they're going to do, or there have been times that's taken a couple of days. The committee looks through and determines if the candidates meet the qualifications they're looking for, and they can submit 0 to all 6. If they submit 0 or 1 name to the governor's office, then you have to reopen applications again, and they go through the process again. If it's 2 to 6, those names are then forwarded to the governor's office. The governor interviews those candidates that were sent forward by the committee, and then the governor selects who that judge will be.
Okay. So the recommendation goes to the governor. He doesn't really pick.
Well, the governor actually makes the selection of the 2 to 6 candidates that the committee, it's the term we use is forwarded to the governor. Your name is forwarded to the governor for consideration.
So, okay.
So the governor will ultimately end up selecting who's going to fill this vacancy then.
Yeah. Is there a shortage or of people available for these kind of positions, do you feel?
Well, I think there are a lot of times people just don't want to go through the process. You're giving up, you are a public servant as a judge, so you're giving up the ability to, control your own work schedule and some things like that. And there are a lot of attorneys that make more money in private practice than they do in serving the public. So a lot of times it is difficult to find a lot of candidates that want to apply for this.
So. So once there is somebody picked, is it a 4-year deal, 6-year? What is the...
Well, we sit for what's called a retention vote every 6 years. So your name goes on the ballot. It's just an up or down vote. It says, shall this judge be retained in office?
Yeah, I see those. Yeah. Interesting. I was going to ask, but I don't know if I want to know if you want to give your opinion. Do you feel like that system works?
I think it's probably, I'm a little biased. I grew up in it. But I think it's as good a system as any. I think the goal when selecting judges are to try to find fair, and fair is a four-letter word that starts with F, but fair, impartial, people that treat people in the courtroom with dignity and respect and those types of things. I think the more that you can remove just one person from having that much influence and you spread out the responsibility for that, I think it's a better... Mm-hmm. Everybody in this gets a role in the process. Lawyers do in the nominating committee. There are lay people on that committee.
Right.
They get influence. The governor gets influence. And then the public gets the ultimate decision on retention votes all the time. So I think it's a really good system in selecting who judges are. So.
Good. We're talking with Thomas Klein, the 6th Judicial District Judge for Dodge County. And right now, I guess when we think about, we just turned to spring, does the season, I guess, affect what happens with you?
On caseload type stuff? We were just talking about that the other day in the office, and it does. And, for instance, in juvenile court right now, we have a lot dealing with school issues and truancies and things like that. So those numbers are up. Some of our criminal filings are actually down right at the moment. But a lot of our criminal and our traffic and things like that are driven by the volume of people at State Lakes. Game and Parks writes a lot of citations out there.
Okay.
Colder weather, obviously, we don't have as many of those. As soon as the weather gets us back to where people are out there again, we're going to see an increase in our caseload again. So.
Okay. Yeah, I think that was the last time I was called for jury duty. It was actually a case that something that had occurred out at the State Lakes, some sort of a water accident. So, that place is active. And I think it's like the fifth largest attraction in the state.
I would not find that unlikely at all. The last time the state does what's called a weighted caseload study, fancy term for they look at all your cases and determine how busy you are. And Dodge County is actually the 7th busiest county court in the state of Nebraska. So,
keeps you plenty busy.
We have plenty going on here, that's for sure.
Definitely. Anything else you wanted to touch on this morning?
Well, we're just chugging along on some stuff in the future, looking at what I'd like to come back talk about. Yesterday we had what was called a truancy task force meeting, the schools and the county attorney's office.
Yeah, that's come to the later. That's been in the news lately.
So that's going on. Sometime I'd like to bring some people in so we could talk about that. So maybe the public has a little better understanding of what we're trying to accomplish there. We also have Through the Eyes of the Child, an initiative through the state Supreme Court, Court Administrator's Office. We had a meeting about a month ago on that. We'll have our second meeting on Friday. So that's coming along. I'd like to talk about that. And at some time, I'd like to get some of our drug court people in. We have drug court almost every Tuesday.
Yes, yeah.
And would like to have that in so people have better understanding how that process works, too. And there's always stuff coming up. So
yeah. Yeah, for sure. Well, we appreciate you taking some time once again.
Well, I really appreciate the opportunity to come in, just like I said. I think sometimes the public doesn't have a really good understanding of what's going on. We want the public to know what's going on. Distrust with government as a whole right now is probably not a good thing.
Right.
Distrust with what's going on in the judicial system is definitely not a good thing. So yeah,
especially at the local level, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. People have to have trust in our institutions and whatever I and the rest of our judges here in the district can do to instill that. We're glad for the opportunity to come in and do that. So
yeah, I appreciate it. It does. It clears up things, and especially when it comes to bringing a new judge to our area, something like that, to know the process of how that happens. Doesn't just go, okay, I'm going to this person.
Correct. I think there's kind of some misconception that that's largely politically driven or favors or those type of things. And I think it's shocking to the public the amount of influence or you know, input they can have in the process. You could be at these meetings.
You can actually go to the meeting.
Or if you wanted to, you could actually, on this committee, you could contact the governor's office and ask when the next time comes up to be placed on this committee, be one of the lay members on this committee. So people in the community can have a lot of influence on what's going on, a lot of involvement. So
yeah, definitely. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate it this morning, too. So yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah. Thomas Klein, our 6th Judicial District for Dodge County Court. Okay, I'll play a song for your wife.
Well, I really appreciate it. I know request lines died quite a while ago, but
we always take requests.
Well,
though, so.
I'll put it this way. I know when I've outkicked my coverage, so anything I could do, she deserves it. So I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
All right. Next up, we'll talk with our folks over at Three Rivers Public Health.